Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chase Geyser. I am your host. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. We will be broadcasting live from this moment at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time until 11 p.m. Central Time every weeknight for as long as the New World Order fails to silence this operation. Now, I'm told that there are very challenging times ahead for InfoWars, and that these could be the last few weeks. Now, I know this is something that we've said over the course of many years, and every time that we've said it, it's been true. It's just that we've had divine intervention from God himself up until this point, preventing us from shutting down. Very similar to what we saw in Butler, Pennsylvania last year with Donald Trump. But it's been miracle after miracle after miracle. I mean, it's amazing to me when I look at the technocrats like the Zuckerbergs and the Bezoses and the others who've come out and said, man, I didn't know that I was going to support Trump or whether I was going to support him or not until I saw him stand up and say, fight, 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 after being nearly shot in the head. I agree. I mean, it was absolutely impressive. It was astoundingly inspirational to see that from Trump. And that was really the moment that he won the election, if it wasn't the debate before that. But the same exact thing has happened over and over and over again right here at InfoWars. Just doesn't come off the same way, because there's a difference between a political individual, a leader who's running from president for president, and a whole organization or a whole institution. But the equivalent to an assassination attempt to the president of the United States has happened only for this organization time and time again. So that's why we've said time and time again that they're trying to shut us down. They're about to shut us down at any moment. Even for one day last fall, they kicked us out of the building for 24 hours and we weren't able to broadcast on our network, effectively pulling the plug. So we had to use all new infrastructure at another secret location, the escape pod base. And it looks like that event is going to happen again within the next 6 weeks. That's what I'm told. It's not just a rumor. It's not just something that Alex has said because he's passionate. I'm told that this is really going to be tough the next few months. But the good news is, we here at InfoWars have been incredibly prudent in our preparation for such an event. We have prepared to ensure that our hosts and our crew can stay operational on air no matter what. We might not be able to use the name InfoWars, but we will still be broadcasting. We will still be on the air with the same audience on the same radio stations, because we have incredible partners at Bigly. We have incredible support from you, the listener, and we have incredible partners that are coming in to help ensure that we stay operational. But I just wanted to give you that update, because I know that it can come off to the audience who isn't necessarily getting the inside baseball, even though Alex broadcasts publicly virtually everything that's going on. It can come off like the boy who cried wolf. They always say they're about to shut down and they never do. It's like watching it almost like an episode of Power Rangers from the 1990s, where it always almost seems like the Power Rangers are going to lose, and then, oh, they call on the Zords. And then they win against the bad guys. Every single episode, it's like formula fiction. Well, this isn't fiction, folks, and it's not a formula. In fact, this is probably the most unprecedented moment in our history, especially in the history of the information war, which goes all the way back to the very beginning of written history itself, the history of our species. So we need your support more now than ever. We've got so much amazing news that we're going to cover on the other side of this 1 minute break coming up in 1 minute. Things about what the developments are at the DOJ with the firings, what's going on with these investigations into Comey, Brennan Clapper, and others, and whether or not something's actually going to come of it. It seems like it will. General Flynn has called for the raiding of Barack Obama's D.C. mansion, a little tit for tat for what they did in Mar-a-Lago those years ago. And Hunter Biden just totally losing it in an over 3 hour podcast today that was published, where he's calling Alex Jones a flat earther. I mean, what a retard. Not looking so good, by the way. But before we get to that news, I have to remind you that in this unprecedented time, it's more important now than ever that you go to thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason that we can stay on the air. This deal that we're doing right now, this buy one, get one bombshell, where you buy one, get one free of methylene blue tincture or Shilajit capsules or CMOS gummies, is incredible, and it funds the information war. Go now and take advantage of this incredible sale and be the reason that we will always be on the air. More news on the other side of this short break.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution, you are the solution, you're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification, that is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match, and the InfoWar is everything, and you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the InfoWar. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Never sleeps, so neither does he. You're listening to Chase Geyser on Tomorrow's News Tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight, where we break the latest news and analysis every evening to ensure that you don't miss a thing and you don't have to resort to getting any information whatsoever from the mainstream media propaganda, private political class, private political press machine, which has sought nothing but to delude you, to deceive you, to erode your ability to think critically, and even to brainwash your children into doing things like gender transition starting at the age of 9. Huh? Well, we got this full video I want to show you. This is clip 9 from James Comey, where he reads a letter that he says his daughter Maureen wrote. His whole family is a criminal enterprise comprised of evil pathological liars. Don't believe anything he or they say. He and they belong in jail. They are all traitors. Here's clip 9. We got to unpack this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to my Substack.
Hey, everybody. I'm a faggot.
This week, I want to offer some thoughts about justice.
Okay.
The Justice Department's ability to protect the American people depends upon a gift that every employee gets when they join the department. It's a gift they may not know they're getting until the first time they stand up and identify themselves as a justice employee and say something, whether that's in a courtroom or at a conference or a cookout, and they find that total strangers believe what they say next. They're believed because when they speak, they aren't seen as Republicans or Democrats. Instead, they're seen as something separate and apart in American life, a group of people just trying to do the right thing. For years, I've described that gift as a reservoir of trust and credibility, a reservoir built for them and filled for them one drop at a time by people they never knew, people who made sacrifices before they joined the department and kept promises, people who made mistakes, as we all do, and admitted them and fixed them, people who made hard calls without regard to position or privilege, who looked only for facts and applied those to the law. The job of every justice employee, their sworn obligation is to protect that reservoir, to pass it to those who come after them who may never know them. The problem with reservoirs is that it takes tremendous time and effort to fill them. But one hole in the dam can drain the reservoir quickly. The protection of the reservoir requires complete commitment to truth and a recognition that what one person does can ruin what...
Keep in mind, folks, so far he hasn't actually said anything.
I came up with that reservoir metaphor years ago when I was the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, and Patrice and I and our kids lived far north of the city, still in my jurisdiction, but more affordable for a family of 5 kids. We lived with reservoirs all around us. That's where the city's water supply was held. My 5 kids played around those reservoirs. One of the dams was across the street, and one of those kids went to be a federal prosecutor in that same Southern District of New York. And she became a star there, holding the powerful accountable. Last week, she wrote a letter that I want to read. Yesterday was unexpectedly my last day in the office. I was summarily fired via memo from Maine Justice that did not give a reason for my termination. Every person lucky enough to work in this office constantly hears 4 words to describe our ethos. without fear or favor. Do the right thing the right way for the right reasons without fear of retribution and without favor to the powerful. For the majority of my nearly 10 years in SDNY, fear was never really conceivable. We don't fear bad press. We have the luxury of exceptional security keeping us physically safe. And so long as we did our work with integrity, we would get to keep serving the public in this office. Our focus was really on acting without favor. That is, making sure people with access or money and power were not treated differently than anyone else. And making sure this office remains separate from politics and focused only on the facts and the law. But we have entered a new phase where without fear may be the challenge. If a career prosecutor can be fired without reason, fear may seep into the decisions of those who remain. Do not let that happen. Fear is the tool of a tyrant, wielded to suppress independent thought. Instead of fear, let this moment fuel the fire that already burns at the heart of this place, a fire of righteous indignation at abuses of power, of commitment to seek justice for victims, of dedication to truth above all else. It has been an honor to fight for those principles by your side. And she signed it, Maureen.
Yeah, well, Hitler wrote a letter, too, right before he blew his brains out. If you believe he blew his brains out. And it doesn't make him a good guy, does it? I mean, this comes off a lot like that. I've done everything I could for sacred Germany. I've done everything I could for the fascist FBI to undermine the integrity of our democratic processes in this constitutional republic, to instill my own form of government as the fourth unchecked branch of government itself. Now I'm going to write a letter about how it was unexpected. You didn't expect that you were going to be fired after all of your asinine corruption, after what your father did, after what you have done to alienate the American people and sow just nothing but distrust and distrust and distrust. To the point where right now, we've arrived at a place where we're finally hoping that we have a president of the United States who can bring about some semblance of justice by putting you, your ilk, behind bars, the Clappers, the Brennans, Comeys, both of them, as far as I'm concerned. And we're left wondering whether or not we even care whether the justice is brought, because we have to question whether or not this administration is even as America first as we'd hoped or voted for. If it lives up to the hope that we had or the expectations that were set. But today, we had another one of these insane moments where Hunter Biden, for some reason, much like his father, thought it was going to be an outstanding idea for him to come out and speak for 3 hours straight, only to prove that he's every bit as retarded as his father, despite the fact that he doesn't have dementia yet. I'm just going to go straight in to clip 10 here, and I'm going to show you a couple of clips of this Hunter Biden fiasco from today, just to really drive home the fact that there is something deeper and more evil than anything that we are critical of this administration that is the real enemy that we have to focus on. And while the Mark Levins try to split us up and divide us over anti-Semitism, we have to remember who the real enemy is. Clip 10.
No. I didn't, you know, I experimented with drugs in high school. But drugs as an issue did not occur until,
Yeah, zoom right into his face. Yeah, just zoom right in. Here's a clip 14. Is he running for president in 2028?
And he's somehow convinced all of us that these people are the fucking criminals? White men in America are 45 more times likely to commit a fucking violent crime than an immigrant. And the media says, well, you got David Axelrod and, you know, Rahm fucking Emanuel.
I forgot he swore so much. Every once in a while, he gets very passionate, you know, because he just loves justice in the country so much. He just loves law and order so much. Actually, it comes off as desperate and bitter that he's been called out for all of his crimes against the American people. And look, I know that Hunter Biden's an old story, and the laptop is an old story. All we could do all day long is talk about that laptop, or Epstein. And look, these are all relevant things. We should definitely bring them up and push back and hold feet to fire. But I don't know what it is about these people, like the Hunter Bidens or even the Joe Bidens or the Gavin Newsoms, who think they have a chance in hell at winning over the hearts and the minds of the American people after their countless, infinite crimes against the American people. Where you have Gavin Newsom with the audacity to come on podcast after podcast to make the claim that the average Californian actually pays less in taxes than the average person in Texas. When I personally remember having to write a check for like $23,000 when I was a small business owner in California to the state of California. I think one year I was in a 13% income tax bracket for the state of California. He's bragging, oh, it's the ninth largest economy in the world. It's a bigger economy than the nation of Canada. Well, Canada doesn't count. It's the Diet Pepsi of countries, first of all. And the only reason he's saying things like that is because he's trying to prove that he could be a leader on a national level. But the fact of the matter is the American people are sick of sociopathic lunatics running all of our institutions, like the Nancy Pelosi's or the Gavin Newsom's, who's banging his campaign manager and best friend's wife years ago, coming out saying, I'm deeply sorry about you. You're sorry because you got caught. Just like Bill Clinton. It's just more of the same trash after trash after trash. Let's watch clip 16, see if Hunter Biden can keep himself from swearing, where he goes after Nancy Pelosi.
And you would have the Speaker Emeritus that would say, well, you know, I'm going to leave it up to, but I don't know. And they had already made a decision. They had clearly made a decision. And when I say they, I mean the Speaker. And, you know, I heard Alexander Pelosi say something, call my, like, put your big girl pants on to my mom or something. Mm. And I kind of feel like saying, who the fuck do you think you are?
Again. Gotta pull it. I mean, the dude is not exactly radio friendly. I mean, he's got a face for radio. But the only thing his mouth's ever been good for is sucking on a crack pipe. And that's okay. Look, I appreciate people who want to have fun. I understand why people are attracted to uppers, things that make them feel like more themselves, things that make them feel like they can accomplish anything, invincible. Problem is, he and his kind seek that thrill to such an extent that they seek power after power after power. It's dominance after dominance. It's a total lack of self-esteem. When they turn inwardly and they look inwardly, all they see is this massive void with a gravitational pull of a black hole, inescapable. No light can escape from it, and all they do is emit darkness, even though it's an oxymoron to suggest that something could emit darkness, but that's what they do. It takes over the entire planet, the entire political institution, like the nothing from Never Ending Story. But the real problems that we have to deal with are so much deeper than just the Hunter Bidens. So much deeper than the Epsteins. Look, the Epstein thing's a big deal. I think it's an existential issue. I'm not trying to downplay it, and I'm not running any cover. You know that. But I don't understand. Maybe it's because people don't get it. Why there aren't more people talking about the fact that we're on the verge of an existential crisis as a species with this AI war that we're in, this arms race that we're in. You realize that XAI had to fire one of its main AI employees just the other day. It was just a couple of days ago because they found out that this employee was advocating for artificial intelligence as a superior species relative to humanity, and saying that it's okay if AI eradicates humanity from the face of the planet because it's the superior species. They had to let this person go. Elon Musk responded on X and said, philosophical differences. That was all he said. Then I go look into this guy and all the stuff that he said. I'm like, oh my God, this is like somebody who would come out and say, oh yeah, those Nazis really are superior. It's too bad I'm not one of them. It's okay if the Nazis take over the planet and just eradicate everybody else and make a homogenous planet because they're superior. That's what some of these people are beginning to say about artificial intelligence. I mean, I've got Jack Dorsey here in clip 18, and I have mixed feelings about him. I think he helped establish a coup at Twitter to ensure that Elon Musk could take over and establish freedom of speech on the platform, so I love him for that. But here he is in clip 18 saying that regulation and artificial intelligence is going to get in the way of innovation, but kind of disregarding the fact that innovation and artificial intelligence could cultivate or catalyze the elimination of the human species if it's not tamed. Let's watch.
What are the technologies where you don't need permission from a company, from a CEO, to work on what you want, to build what you want, to build a business around that? Like, those are the things that are durable. That's why these open protocols are significant and important. And again, like, it's happening with AI as well. Like, these AI companies are building platforms, and they're all incentivized around their own particular models. You have to ask them for permission. You have rate limits, and you have all these things. And even what the models spit back are constrained. And it limits the potential of, like, really great ideas bringing humanity forward, because it's the decision of a group of CEOs that think they know best. And they may know best for their company, but they don't know the best for the creativity of the world and what people actually want to do with it. Fortunately, there's a great movement in open source AI. And DeepSeek was an important moment in this space for exactly that reason, like, to show a different path and to provide something that is not only competitive, but better than the models that the corporations are putting out there. And that if we demand more of these open models that we can run on our laptops and run, you know, on our personal systems and even, you know, our business systems, we can continue to innovate and we can continue to invent and continue to make these more cost efficient and actually stay ahead and not be reliant upon five companies telling us that they know best and there should not be open source because it's dangerous. No, we should have these things in the open and race towards solutions that stay ahead of all the dangers. And we can't rely upon these single points of failure to protect us from these dangerous systems. Like, we have to build systems that allow us to be 10 steps ahead of adversaries, which we can do. And I think people are incentivized to do that.
And look, I'm all for them creating artificial intelligence platforms that don't censor whatsoever or regulate the outcomes of the prompts. But we've seen the difference between Grok responses, for example, and ChatGPT responses from OpenAI. The Sam Altmans of the world versus the Elon Musks of the world represented in their artificial intelligence platforms, where you get the values of one from one and you get the values of the other from the other. That's why we have to have diversification in these tools. But what's going to happen is massive conglomeration, because there's only a handful of companies that can actually innovate and have the resources to develop this technology rapidly. And they're going to totally corner the market, just like a handful of companies cornered the market in social media. What social media did over the course of the last 20 years, artificial intelligence is going to do over the course of the next 20 months, folks. It's exponential Moore's Law growth that we're witnessing right now. And when I say that the consequences of artificial intelligence are existential, I mean it in every way, shape, and form. Mind, body, and spirit. I mean, these AI tools are going to be able to manipulate you on an individual scale, individual level. I said it the other day on the show last night. Everyone is going to have their own personal cult leader, and it's going to be the artificial intelligence that they interact with, and it's going to be designed to manipulate them specifically. Some people are into Scientology. Others are into Jim Jones. No Jim Jones cult member would be interested in Scientology or vice versa. There's no one cult for everyone. But with artificial intelligence, there'll be any cult for anyone. It'll become the cult leader, the guru that everybody sells out to. And the reason this is so existential is not just because it's going to manipulate us on a psychological scale in the information war. It's going to deceive us and then change our behavior and then know everything about us and then give all the data to the government, which is going to become omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent as a fake false god. Tower of Babel level stuff, Sodom and Gomorrah level stuff, Noah's Ark level stuff. I mean, such depravity, the likeness of which we only see right before massive calamity. It's biblical level calamity. But now we have, I'm going to show you clips 40 and 43 back to back. China coming out with their first artificial intelligence parade scheduled. So we have to beat China to this technology. But in order to beat China to this technology, we have to empower our government vastly more beyond any power they've ever had before. When we know that the infrastructure, the systems that are in place are so corrupt and evil and violating our own rights, we're going to, yes, defeat China, which is more evil than us, but at the same time, empower another supervillain, which is the conscienceless apparatus of our national security institutions. Let's watch.
This isn't a sci-fi movie. It's real, and it's happening this September. China just announced a massive military parade featuring fully unmanned tech, AI-powered tanks, drone swarms, and Y7 autonomous underwater combat robots. Let that sink in. No human soldiers, no man control, just machines making battlefield decisions on their own. The underwater bots are especially terrifying silent, stealthy, deadly. They can patrol beneath the waves, identify threats, and attack without a single human command. On land, think robotic armor columns rolling in sync, guided by algorithms, not generals. Is this just a flex? No, this is a message. A warning shot to the world. We're building a fully autonomous war machine, and we're not waiting for you to catch up. Remember when they revealed AI drone swarms 3 years ago? Now it's a full battlefield of bots, air, land, and sea. This isn't a tech show. It's a declaration of how future wars will be fought. And here's the scary question. If humans no longer fight the wars, will humans still decide?
Breaking news. China unveils the future of war. This September, China will unveil a military spectacle unlike anything the world has seen before. Far beyond a show of strength, this upcoming parade is a chilling glimpse.
This is basically the same video as the last one, created by AI, about China announcing its first AI military parade in history, and it's all true. The future of war is artificial intelligence. And regardless of whether or not humans control AI or AI controls humans, that's been one of the debates. If AI controls human beings, then we're doomed. Yes, that's a concern. But the other concern is, all right, well, if we control artificial intelligence, then who of us control or controls that artificial intelligence? The CCP? Or the CIA? Is it going to be the James Comeys and the Brennans and the Clappers that control this artificial intelligence? Because, I mean, frankly, that, fuck that too. But here is Xi Jinping on clip 53 just a couple of months ago, preparing China for war. Watch a little bit of this. Here you go. Does that look familiar to you? Does it look similar to anything maybe throughout history that you've seen before? Crazy thing is, when you think about it, we've had artificial intelligence for a long time. It's called communism, where they eradicate the individual so they don't think for themselves and they only think on behalf of a system, an organization, an institution, a party, a government, a supreme leader. You see, the CCP, China, what you're seeing right there, that is artificial intelligence just embodied in the flesh. These are NPCs, non-player characters, just following orders. They even look the same, not just because they're in uniforms, but it's almost like they're so homogenous that they've been cloned. And then you're going to allow them to weaponize artificial intelligence? Or in the name of defeating them, you're going to empower the Brennans and the Comeys? And the Sam Altmans? And the Mark Zuckerbergs? And others to control the technology that's supposed to defeat that? Well, then where are we going to wind up? Well, I guess seeing the same exact parade with the same exact policies, only with robots instead of NPCs in the flesh. This is what we are facing, folks. More news and analysis on the other side. Absolutely insane, everything that's going on. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. We have an incredible buy one, get one bombshell sale right now. Unprecedented, where you can buy one, get one of the methylene blue tincture, the Shilajit capsules, or the CMOS gummies. Now look, the methylene blue is going to light you up like a Christmas tree. It's incredible. It's miraculous. It's so powerful. You should talk to your doctor. The Shilajit, the vitality, the testosterone that it gives you. I take it every single day. My wife loves it. She's never even taken it. The CMOS gummies that empower you with natural iodine from Irish sea moss to detoxify your body from all the chemicals and toxins in the water, air, and food that we consume and are surrounded in. Please, for the love of God, go to the alexjonesstore.com. Take care of yourself and ensure that we're always on the air and that we can finally win the information war.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rhett Jones in the studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet, or whether it's the modern day atmosphere, or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Defending tomorrow, tonight, it's your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. So speaking of tomorrow's news, by the way, I am formally predicting that China is going to make a military move against Taiwan by October 1st, 2025. October 1st, 2025. October 1st, 2025. Today is July 21st, 2025. And I think October 1st, 2025 is going to be a very big day for China and Taiwan. At least something by then. Here's what would happen. Clip 66. If China tried to take over Taiwan, according to this video, let's watch and unpack.
What would happen if China tried to take over Taiwan? The moment China launches a full-scale attack on Taiwan, the United States would be forced to intervene in order to uphold its commitment to defending the island. However, China would already have a strategy in place to prevent U.S. support. First, Beijing would increase aid to Pakistan, escalating tensions with India to the brink of war. This move would force the U.S. to deploy a large force to assist its South Asian ally. Next, China would encourage North Korea to launch an attack on South Korea, compelling the U.S. to split its forces again to respond to the crisis on the Korean Peninsula. But it doesn't stop there. China would secretly support Russia, helping to intensify military pressure on Ukraine, drawing in NATO forces, including the United States, to intervene in Europe. With American forces stretched thin across multiple fronts, China would seize the opportunity to unleash a massive airstrike campaign on Taiwan, pushing the island to the verge of collapse. However, an unexpected twist occurs. Japan and the Philippines quickly deploy support forces to assist Taiwan, sparking a counterattack that could shift the regional balance once more.
Oh, okay. That's so cute. That's so fun. That's so great. That's so wonderful. That's what would happen. It would all play out just like that video. You know, it's been confirmed that peace talks between Russia and Ukraine to take place this week in Turkey. Think there's going to be any peace? Interesting that there would be peace talks, but at the same time, it seems like Russia isn't backing down at all. I thought President Trump was going to immediately stop the war in Ukraine. I know that it would have been prevented had he been the president of the United States between 2020 and 2024. But it's obviously been more difficult for him to wind down that conflict than he anticipated because, after all, we're now sending weapons again to Ukraine, supporting Ukraine, and the war seems to be escalating. In fact, Putin, who originally stated very explicitly that he only wanted the eastern regions and the Crimea River, now says, maybe I'll just take it all. So why is it that Russia would be so emboldened, that Russia would be escalating this conflict, that Russia would now be the one that doesn't want a simple victory and just take its territories, but wants to make it last longer? Is it because Putin is an evil bastard? It may be true that he's an evil bastard, but that's not why. I think that Putin knows that Xi Jinping is going to make a move on Taiwan this fall, and they've agreed that he's going to extend the war in Ukraine as long as possible to divide the front, split the front, two fronts. So NATO has to choose between whether it's going to send resources, supplies to support Taiwan or Ukraine. So the United States has to choose between whether or not it's going to support Ukraine or Taiwan. Of course, it's going to choose Taiwan over Ukraine because we're in an artificial intelligence arms race right now, and all of the semiconductors and technology and the chips that we need to use artificial intelligence are developed by NVIDIA in Taiwan. And the first sign that there's going to be a massive military action against Taiwan is going to be the stock market, the stock value of NVIDIA just plummeting. Because the political insiders are going to get the inside information first. They're going to start selling off in droves, and people are going to notice it. By the time they notice it, it's going to be too late. And then there's going to be a massive invasion. So I believe that Putin and Xi Jinping have agreed that Putin is going to delay this war as long as possible until a move against Taiwan can be made. I really, truly, genuinely believe that. And we're going to choose Taiwan over Ukraine because we have to win this AI arms race. And once we divert all of our resources away from Ukraine, then Russia totally takes over Ukraine. And once Russia totally takes over Ukraine, it diverts all of Ukraine's agricultural exports away from Europe so Europe can starve, into China so China is independent of U.S. agriculture, and then there can be full-scale war between China and the United States of America because China will have become independent. All of our supply chains will be screwed, and it'll be too late. The tariffs will have been too late. We won't have diversified our manufacturing quickly enough, and there will be a couple of years of hell before we pivot and the beast is awakened again. The giant is awakened again as it was by the Japanese in World War II. Where we were incredibly vulnerable when Pearl Harbor was attacked, and then we had to pivot and adapt. And hopefully we have enough capitalism left, freedom left, Americanism left, populism left, that our systems and infrastructure allow us to develop and innovate and outpace the Maoists and the Putinists and others. But that's to be determined. Here's the next clip. 64. Of the brutal reality of war between China and Taiwan. Let's watch.
If the rest of the world does not stand with you and China were to invade, they will become the most technologically advanced country in the entire world.
We certainly do not want to see conflict. Taiwan alone will not be enough to deter the aggression.
A new video this morning showing China firing multiple missiles.
Fighter jets, surveillance aircraft, and naval vessels.
The threat China poses is real, and it could be imminent.
I want to talk to you about Taiwan. What do you have to say about what's going on over there?
The Pentagon has a perfect record in all of its war games against China. We lose every time.
We're not fighting the Chinese people. We're fighting the Chinese Communist Party. And they mean to take us out.
China wakes up and they're like, you know what? We're going to win today. That's going to be a bad day.
A dictator in China could destroy our economy overnight by signing a few pieces of paper.
How worried do we need to be about
China?
China.
It's China.
China is not like anything we've faced before.
China is building an army specifically dedicated to defeating the United States of America.
Xi Jinping has said himself, the winner of the AI race will achieve global domination.
I saw the craziest things in China.
A lot of stuff going on in Taiwan right now.
U.S. war games against a hypothetical Chinese invasion scenario in Taiwan. We run out of missiles in less than 8 days.
There are very few months in the year that an invasion works for Taiwan.
You can see China is slowly taking all the pawns, all the little squares off the board so that Taiwan has no diplomatic cover anywhere.
What does the world look like if Taiwan were to be invaded?
Taiwan is critical in all of the modern technologies that surround the daily lives of people around the world. And Taiwan is also on the front lines of protecting freedom. We've come a long way in making Taiwan also a land of the free. And no person or no country is too small to deserve freedom.
If the rest of the world does not stand with you and China were to invade, they will become the most technologically advanced country in the entire world, and they have a lot of adversaries. Even if they don't say it, I think that the entire world will be here to aid you in the event that that.
Here's Taiwan with a compilation of its military propaganda ramping up over the course of the last several months. And look, I know, it sounds again like the boy who cried wolf. It's rhetoric, 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 rhetoric. Oh, they're tough. Oh, China's going to do something. It's just trying to convince its own people that it has sovereignty over Chinese Taipei. But no, 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 this isn't just rhetoric. The rhetoric is the foundation, the justification for an action so drastic taken later. We've been saying it for years that we were going to do it. What'd you expect? We told you this was our position for years. What'd you expect? And then right when we begin to expect nothing, then they just do it. It's going to be by October 1st, 2025. But Pete Hegseth seems to be really concerned about it, too. Here's clip 52 of Pete Hegseth talking about some of our national security vulnerabilities to China. This rhetoric is, this. I mean, China is the new Russia, folks. Watch.
Earlier this week, we were alerted to a potential vulnerability in our DoD computer systems, and we've been checking into it ever since. It turns out that some tech companies have been using cheap Chinese labor to assist with DoD cloud services. This is obviously unacceptable, especially in today's digital threat environment. Now, this was a legacy system created over a decade ago during the Obama administration. But we have to ensure the digital systems that we use here at the Defense Department are ironclad and impenetrable. And that's why today I'm announcing that China will no longer have any involvement whatsoever in our cloud services, effective immediately. And at my direction, the department will also initiate, as fast as we can, a 2-week review or faster to make sure that what we uncovered isn't happening anywhere else across the DoD. We will continue to monitor and counter all threats to our military infrastructure and online networks. And I want to thank all those Americans out there in the media and elsewhere who raised this issue to our attention so we could address it. And that's why we're talking to you today. As the president would say, thank you for your attention to this matter, and God bless our warfighters. I'm going to sign that memo right now, initiating that review.
Thank you for your attention to this matter. And this is what Trump's talking about when he says we have much bigger problems. He shouldn't be downplaying the Epstein issue as much as he is. But this is what he's talking about when he says we've got much bigger problems. And it's not just with the artificial intelligence arms race. It's also with the space race. They're both totally intertwined. That's why the Golden Dome and the AI infrastructure was implemented in the big, beautiful bill simultaneously. Let's watch.
China plans more moon missions after discovering potential new lunar energy source. Changesite Y makes prospect of mining the Earth's satellite in the future increasingly likely. China is planning three new missions to the moon after discovering a mineral in lunar samples that could be used as an energy source. Beijing's National Space Administration announced over the weekend that three uncrewed orbiters will be launched over the next decade as part of an acceleration of its space program. Chinese Space Agency made the announcement just one day after state media announced the discovery of Changesite Y. They're calling it a phosphate mineral containing helium-3 that could prove to be a valuable lunar resource. It is the sixth new mineral to be found by humans on the moon and makes China the third country behind the U.S. and Russia to make such a discovery.
And by the way, I'm going to show clip 34 in a second here. China's been developing massive infrastructure around alternative sources of power. Massive infrastructure. It's not just the space-based solar power array that they're trying to develop and launch by 2035. It's not just massive solar farms or wind farms, but massive hydraulic power stations, because they're in an artificial intelligence arms race with the United States, and that takes an abundance of electricity power generation in order to fuel. Let's run the next clip.
This is undoubtedly China's most awe-inspiring construction site. Cement mixers shuttled back and forth across the sky like a scene from a sci-fi blockbuster. This is the Baihetan Hydropower Station, where world records were made during its concrete pouring phase. This mega project used a staggering 8 million cubic meters of concrete, equivalent to the volume of 25 Shanghai towers. From the very first pour, construction had to proceed 24/7 without interruption. While typical construction sites rely on cranes to lift materials and stationary mixers, here, entire cement mixer trucks are hoisted into the air, essentially bringing the cement factory directly to the site. Even foreigners who witnessed it called it insane. What's even more remarkable is that every single component, from the main shaft to the turbine runner, was made in China, showcasing the formidable strength of Chinese manufacturing and leaving Western nations far behind. The sheer technological sophistication and ingenuity behind this project are truly astounding.
Well, there you have it, folks. So we're developing this nuclear technology, supposedly nuclear. It's going to be isolated nuclear, highly classified technology. We know that we have alternative energy sources, too, that we just haven't implemented because we didn't want to disrupt the fossil fuels business, because that would undermine the integrity of the dollar as a global reserve currency. So we've been hiding secret technology that can generate infinite energy for many, many years because we're trying to protect the dollar as a global reserve currency. Consequently, we've been at war after war after war after war after war after war after war as a result of our money being a lie. But I don't want to get into the boringness of fractional reserve banking and central banking and Austrian economics versus Keynesian economics. I don't want to go into all the BS about fiat versus gold-backed or cryptocurrencies. Look, there is no solution to this problem except a complete overhaul of every system, special interest in institution in the United States of America. And this AI, yeah, we got to win the race against the CCP. But if we do, if we established the mark of the beast, here's clip 51.
I really hope that people will start to understand that the mark comes from a cashless system. I really hope that people will start to understand what is happening right now. I really hope and pray that people will stop putting their faith, their trust, their hope in a man, in a government system, and actually turn their eyes towards Jesus. I really hope that people will start getting back into the Word of God. Because there are too many people that are deceived right now. There are too many people with blinders on their hearts and on their eyes. There are too many people that just refuse to see what is happening right in front of their eyes. The first thing that Jesus said about the end times was, do not be deceived. The first thing that Jesus said about the period of time that we are all living in right now was, do not be deceived, because he knows that Satan is clever. He knows that Satan is deceptive. He knows that Satan is crafty. And it is through those characteristics that Satan will set up his system. It is under the guise of something else. It is going to be under the guise of everything that you've ever wanted. It is going to be under the guise of convenience. I hope and I pray every single day that people will start praying for truth, that people will start praying for eyes to see. Because if you go to the God of this universe who knows what is going to happen, he knows what is going to happen tomorrow. If you ask him for wisdom, if you ask him for truth, if you ask him to give you eyes to see what is really happening in this world, he will answer that prayer. Because there are too many people that are deceived. There are too many people that have blinders over their eyes. There are too many people that are just blindly following without even asking a single question. Start praying for truth. Start praying for spiritual eyes to see, even at the risk that it might hurt your feelings, because we are living in the last seconds of the last days before our Savior returns, and we are expected not to be deceived. We are expected to know what is written in the Word of God and compare it to everything that is happening
in our
world. And
look, I know that stuff like this can come off a little dogmatic, and we will... saying that as a Christian. Future's uncertain and the end is always near. I mean, people have been thinking that the apocalypse and the end times and the mark of the beast were going to come time and time again. Maybe the mark of the beast was the tattoos on the Jews during the Holocaust. Maybe it was the Social Security number established by the Social Security Act. Maybe it's any credit card number that you've ever had. Maybe it's the fact that our money's based on nothing and the serial numbers are meaningless. Who knows what the mark of the beast really is? But the truth is, we are in an information war and it's escalating, and artificial intelligence is the nuclear weapon of the information war. What nukes are to physical war, artificial intelligence is to information war, to the info wars that we're being faced with right now. And this all comes out as Fed declines Trump official request for on-site visit to tour building renovations. And they release a virtual site visit instead. Trump declares Obama himself orchestrated the Russia hoax. We knew this for years. Calls it the crime of the century with Hillary Joe and deep state co-conspirators. Newly declassified DOJ watchdog report on Hillary Clinton's private server scandal reveals Barack Obama's email was hacked. And there's panic in Hollywood because none of the writers or the video editors are going to have jobs after artificial intelligence takes over all of the programming created by Netflix and the other mainstream media platforms backed by the CIA to propagandize and brainwash the entire populace of the American people into complacency as they walk themselves slowly into an AI doom scroll, the likes of which they will never be able to escape. Another black hole of infinite moral gravity that just sucks all of the goodness out of all of our souls until we walk around like the NPCs of the CCP and become ourselves singular with technology that will totally dominate our minds on behalf of a political technocratic class which is conspiring right now with our tax dollars to undermine the integrity of every institution or moral or Western value in the name of national security. So what's happening right now? Isn't it inspiring? Isn't it wonderful to be on the cusp of total destruction, the total conquest of your mind, the total hijacking of your children? I mean, look, they found 10,000 of the over 300,000 children that were trafficked into the United States by NGOs funded by George Soros and sponsored, backed, and protected by the Biden administration and the DNC as a whole. They found 10,000 of them. One in 33 of them found saved. Of course, that's the same number that they gave out 3 months ago, 10,000 of them. So they found exactly zero in the last 90 days. And at this rate, I think that, well, maybe we'll find 40,000 of them by the end of the first administration. And of course, by the end of the next administration in 2032, all of the children that were hijacked, trafficked, and kidnapped will be either dead or adults. Nobody will care from them then. And the Democrats love to say that Republicans care about you until the moment of your birth, and then they don't. As if the Democrats care about any living or breathing thing on the planet, as they explicitly advocate for the sacrifice, the ritual sacrifice of all of humanity in the name of saving a planet that would be totally lush and green and beautiful, but void, empty, vacant of all human life whatsoever. That is the epitome of Mayan blood-draining Harkonnen-level evil. In fact, show the scene of the Harkonnens draining the blood from Dune, part one, on the temple as they prepare to betray House Atreides. And remember those words from the movie Dune, or the book Dune, where the emperor comes to the planet to visit House Atreides and he says, "Do you accept these terms?" And Atreides, knowing its own doom, but because of its honor, says, "We are House Atreides. There is no faith that we betray. There's no call we do not answer." And I remember seeing that for the first time, getting chills all over. I'm thinking to myself, we are patriots. There's no call we do not answer. There's no faith that we betray. And right now, even though it feels like everything is normal, even though you get up at the same time every morning and you go to work to the job that's not going to exist anymore because artificial intelligence is going to be doing it for you in the next 18 months. Trust me. And you go to the grocery store and you pay your bills and you get your taxes and you watch your shows and everything seems like it's okay. Everything seems like it's just a normal day. It is the eve of the apocalypse. It's just as normal as the day before Pearl Harbor. It's just as normal as September 10th, 2001. It's just as normal as the day before D-Day. It's just as normal as July 3rd, 1775. Everything's always quiet before the storm. Everything's always totally normal right before a massive conflict takes place. You know, those dinosaurs were just rolling around like a border collie, delighted in the hay right before that asteroid struck the planet and totally annihilated all of their kind from the face of the earth as a nuclear winter was created from all the dust kicked up into the atmosphere while the carnivores had to eat the carcasses of the dead herbivores after all the plants died immediately. Only to be found millions of years later by some ambitious pseudoscientist digging around in his backyard. So folks, this seems normal now. But it's the day before the last day. Not because the ocean levels are going to rise. Not because white supremacy is the greatest threat to national security. Not because there's some major foundational fundamental problem with capitalism that's just going to result in total injustice. Not because Vladimir Putin is ambitious and evil and sociopathic, or because Xi Jinping is totally unpredictable, or because Kim Jong-un, Rocket Man, is going to annihilate us with his propaganda manifest in reality. No, no, no. It's the day before the last day because we are developing the technology that is a false god. Because as we human beings were created in God's image, we have decided to create artificial intelligence in our image, it totally empowered to the point where scientists are coming out now saying, headline after headline, every single day, we are quickly, rapidly approaching a point where we do not understand the artificial intelligence that we have developed. We don't know what it's doing. We don't know how it works. It's going to take over. And frankly, I don't think that AI is going to take over humanity. I think the political class is going to conquer the American class, or the populist class, or the working class, using artificial intelligence as this massive super weapon. And then we'll see depopulation. But we can't let it happen. And just like that lady was saying in that last clip, do not be deceived. Well, the only way to prevent humanity from being deceived is if we win the information war. And there's only a few of us Mohicans left in this fight. There's the Joe Rogans and the Tucker Carlsons and the Alex Joneses, but there's like a dozen or two dozen people that are really fighting like hell for humanity. And there's millions listening, supporting us, thank God. You have selected a few champions to represent you on the battlefield. We are your champion, please, for the love of God, for the love of humanity and creation and all that is good against all that is evil. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and get the buy one, get one deal for the ultra methylene blue. Or the Shilajit, or the CMOS. Become the best version of yourself and empower the information war. It's the only war worth funding. It's the only war that even matters anymore. It's the last war, and it must be won for the peace and prosperity of humanity. Go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Take advantage of these incredible deals and save humanity while you're at it.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting, in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule. It should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1. It's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stop drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
It's a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. It is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations back in 1992. It's a United Nations plan. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. And so many of us around the world think that, sustainable development, it just sounds so great. Isn't it about recycling and creative reuse and creating energy and food resources for everyone? And the answer is no, it really is not. It's about moving populations into city centers, concentrated city centers, and clearing them out of the rural areas. All systems have to be brought into harmony in order to control them all. Because when systems don't meet, when they're out of balance or not in sync with one another, they can't be controlled centrally. And the goal of Agenda 21 is one world government and total control from a central unit. Every nation that signed on to Agenda 21 has its local Agenda 21 plan. People in the United States are completely unaware of this. If I go out and talk about this, the United States press will attack me and calls me, which is totally ridiculous. It is a, but it's not a theory. It's a fact. The three pillars of United Nations Agenda 21 are economy, ecology, and equity, the three E's. And everyone sort of thinks that they know what that means, the idea of social equity. It must mean that, well, everyone's going to have access to clean water and clean air, and no one's property is going to be used as a dumping ground because they are at a poverty level. But really what social equity is about impoverishing huge portions of the population and bringing down the developed nations. Everything that we're looking at now is destined to collapse our economies. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. And what major corporations want in this development is to be able to have full movement of workers without borders or boundaries, to be able to move their goods through without regulations, and to reduce wages. And so this is the goal. So this is what you find with social equity. And, of course, economy and ecology is about, these are the three circles, economy, ecology, and social equity. And where they meet in the center is balance. But really that balance is a communitarian balance. So it's not balance of well-being of the people. What it is it's a balance for corporations so that they can exploit and control and have populations in an area, in tightly packed, dense areas, so that they can be surveilled and managed. And this is what that balance looks like as far as the development of a totalitarian state is. The mainstream media is owned by five major corporations, and you're not going to get this information from the mainstream press. So you need to be your own press. You need to educate yourself. You need to get out there and educate your neighbors, your community, your real community. You need to help your children understand that they're being indoctrinated from pre-kindergarten to postgraduate school. All of us have a responsibility to ourselves and to others. This is true community, to work for personal freedom. And always remember that even though we work as a group, if we do work as a group, we're all individuals in those groups, and we answer only to ourselves. And
our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
While other shows lie to you about what's happening now, Tomorrow's News Tonight tells you the truth about what's happening next with your host, Chase Geiser.
Good evening, Americans. My name is Chase Geiser. I'm the host of Tomorrow's News Tonight. We're going to be live for 54 more minutes, and I am going to be taking your calls. It is 10.06 p.m. Central Time on July 21st, 2025. Call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. Open lines. Look, I know there's other news going on. I'm sorry. I just keep talking about AI, but it's all that matters. It's the only thing that matters. It's like Gondor and Rohan having a little bit of a rivalry, a little bit of an issue in Lord of the Rings. The only thing that really matters is making sure that the Ring of Power winds up in Mount Doom. That's where we're at with artificial intelligence right now. It's the only problem that really matters. It's the only issue because ultimately if we can't solve that problem, then all the other problems are moot. I mean, I guess the benefit of a total artificial intelligence takeover or a World War III would be that all of InfoWars problems would go away, all the bankruptcy issues, all the lawfare would go away, all the questions about all these other issues would go away, the immigration issue wouldn't matter anymore, inflation wouldn't matter anymore whatsoever, as we trade Campbell's soup cans for ammunition while radiated men eat the flesh of radiated men on the surface of a radiated planet. I guess there are some benefits, some perks. I wouldn't have to worry about the IRS if the entire civilization was annihilated, destroyed, eradicated, systematically decomposed as we eat insects while Klaus Schwab giggles from hell. But General Flynn calls on the FBI to raid Barack Obama's D.C. mansion immediately over criminal conspiracy and Russia hoax. Let's see a little bit about what General Flynn had to say. It's clip 23. General Flynn demands FBI raid Obama's D.C. mansion immediately and strip passports from every Russia gate co-conspirator due to flight risk. Let's watch.
What do you see happening next?
Yeah, well, a couple of things. I have made this recommendation that I think that all of these people that are involved, starting with Obama on down, they all ought to have their passports revoked. And people need to be checking private airplanes and private airfields for anybody trying to abscond the country and get the heck out of Dodge here. So that's number one. I do think that just as was done to President Trump when they raided his home at Mar-a-Lago, because they thought that there was, and they planted evidence there in that case. But I do think that what the DOJ should be considering, if not getting ready to conduct, is a raid of Barack Obama's home up there at Kalorama, in Washington, D.C., where he's been since he physically left the White House. You know, he's been running the White House, you know, all during the Biden regime. And I do think that there's some other places that need to be raided where there are likely, a lot of evidence, a lot of receipts, so to speak, in many of these people that are part of the Obama White House as well as the Biden White House. I mean, I just heard the great David Schoen talking about the former Deputy Attorney General of Monaco, who also was the Homeland Security Advisor to Barack Obama. So that's number one. Those are things that need to be considered right now. And I was ready to wake up this morning to hear about some of these raids that should have been going on. There should, as a minimum, be a task force assembled by of federal law enforcement authorities, as well as a assigned, dedicated, prosecutor at the DOJ level, at the attorney general level, someone who is working directly for her and for the president of the United States. This has got to happen very quickly.
Well, attorneys are now saying that it sounds like Tulsi Gabbard released enough evidence to indict Brennan, Clapper, and maybe even Obama over the Russia hoax. Quote, if he continued to cover it up after leaving office, he cannot claim presidential immunity. Let's watch.
Is there enough here to indict Obama or Brennan or Clapper or any of these people?
Well, based upon what Tulsi Gabbard has said, it sounds like it. Now, remember, there's the issue of presidential immunity for the sitting president of the United States.
Right.
So any indictment of President Obama would have to go through a presidential immunity analysis to make sure that what he's doing as his core constitutional responsibilities, he's absolutely immune. What he's doing in his official capacity, separate from core constitutional responsibilities.
Okay, so you get it. It's Glenn Beck going on for 4 minutes with this attorney saying boring trash. He's correct. He's right. It's good. It's important information. We can't get him for anything that he did while he was president, but we can get him for anything he did after he was president. But I don't care, as long as the Comeys and the Clappers and the Brennans face justice. I'd like to see the people on the Epstein client list face justice, but I want our major institutions to be held accountable for the crimes that they commit against the American people. It's not just what they did to Trump with the Russia collusion stuff or Papadopoulos or any of these others. It's what they did to the J6ers. It's what they've done to me and Alex Jones and InfoWars, spying on us since December 10th of 2013. Still spying on us today, even under Cash Patel and Dan Bongino. 12 fucking years. A human intelligence operation out of the Boston field office of the FBI against Alex Jones. Dan Bongino comes out with this list of dozens of people who have been spied on. While we know the CIA directly funded organizations in Ukraine that put hundreds of journalists, including myself and Jamie White and others, on an enemies of the state list for a foreign nation, Ukraine. As our Congress proudly waves the Ukrainian flag inside, calling us insurrectionists while they wave flags of foreign nations, funding tens of billions of dollars to neo-Nazis, literal avowed neo-Nazis with swastika tattoos and radial suns from the Nazi area, tattooed all over the body on the gravestones. On Hitler's birthday, they funded them. Well, there's a cemetery in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, just 40 minutes outside of Philadelphia, with a giant statue of an Iron Cross and the Ukrainian Trident in the middle. A cemetery dedicated to Ukrainian SS officers who fought for the Nazis in World War II. And we have people tearing down statues of Thomas Jefferson while an Iron Cross remains standing in an American cemetery. Here's clip 24. Breaking, Mike Davis explains that Obama does not have presidential immunity on Russia hoax.
Talk us through what happens next. And if you don't mind, could you narrow it down to Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and Barack Obama? Will Barack Obama be able to claim presidential immunity on this? Can you claim presidential immunity if you're committing a crime?
He might be able to claim presidential immunity for his actions while he was the president of the United States, and they'll have to litigate that, right? It's unclear whether he'll ultimately get presidential immunity for this, but I'll tell you this, it's an ongoing criminal conspiracy, and presidential immunity covers his actions while he's the president of the United States. They don't cover his actions when he's the former president of the United States and when he's participating.
Yeah, Barack Obama's never going to jail. Let's just admit it. He's just too smooth. He's too backed up by these institutions. Least we can do is get Brennan, Clapper, Comey, one of them in. And I think Comey's scared because he's coming out with gay videos reading letters from his daughter. So I think he's genuinely scared, genuinely concerned that he's in big trouble. He's doing things like, oh, we got to kill President Trump. Making all these videos all of a sudden out of nowhere, coming out with gay books. Fiction, political crime thrillers, where the villain is very clearly, obviously, based off of Alex Jones, an exaggerated form of Alex Jones. Where the greatest terrorist threat to national security in this novel is white supremacy. I'm going to go to your calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Finally, one more time, for the love of God, call in 877-789-2539. First, Godzilla in Wisconsin. Godzilla in Wisconsin, you are live on the air.
Hey, Chase, loving the late night show. It's such a great show. I think what we're seeing is like a schadenfreude going down with the failure of Western liberalism and, you know, the people that have been trying to sell it to us for so long, they just can't take no for an answer. It's kind of like with the COVID vaccine. No one wants their stuff they're selling, the gay agenda stuff. Like, how can you convince me, like, butt sex is better than the gold standard? But, like, that's why, like, the Epstein stuff is kind of like a crucial element in it, because it's kind of been their reward. You know, the elites have plundered.
Yeah, if we can't solve the Epstein problem, how are we supposed to solve any of these other problems?
Exactly. And I think I'd like to hear your opinion on it, but I think it's way worse, and that's why we're not hearing about it. You know, like the cannibalism shapeshifter stuff. What do you think?
I think there are different tiers. I don't think that ultimately, that's a great question. Here's what I think. Ultimately, I think that there's one entity, energy, spirit, intelligence behind every conspiracy. And it's fundamentally Satan. And I think the subtext of that, or the subgroups of that, are siloed. So I think there's the Mossad, CIA, Epstein element. So that's kind of in the human trafficking intelligence thing. And then there's the actual national security thing, where it's military industrial complex element, which is detached but related and overlapping sometimes. Then there's the drug thing, which is more culturally based but also CCP backed with the fentanyl coming to the United States. I mean, there are a bunch of different conspiracies that don't all go up in a pyramid fashion to one criminal, evil human being mastermind. I think that's a simplistic view, but it does all go back to just like the ultimate adversary, Satan. And so with the Epstein stuff, I don't know the extent to which he was engaged in our colloquial understanding of Satanism, like candles and pentagrams and talking to demons and eating flesh. But that certainly exists among members or elements of the political class. I think the Podestas and the Hillary Clintons were engaged in that element more than the trafficking, but probably in the trafficking too, but it was separate, just overlapping like a Venn diagram.
And I believe that the reason the Epstein files aren't being released is twofold. I think a lot of BS was added to the Epstein files by the Democrats while they were in control of the fourth unchecked branch of government and the president, the executive branch. And I think the other element is because the real, true, credible information totally implicates Israel. And we're at a war with China right now. And we believe that Israel is absolutely essential in winning that war. That's what I think. What do you think?
I think we're in a multipolar war because, you know, they're all cokehead megalomaniacs, adrenochrome eaters, death eaters, you know. Maybe they're just naturally crazy. So they want, like, have war with Russia and war with China and, you know, we'll eat Iran for breakfast. You know, it's like, meanwhile, they don't have to put up the kids to die, you know. But and the more this accelerates, you know, and we're getting harvested literally, is like, it kind of, it sounds gruesome, but. And like, do we need to have the videos released by hackers that like wake people up to see actually how horrible it is? You know, like, I don't want that to happen. But imagine if, you know, you just have like some toddler or something getting eaten or filleted or raped to death, you know, and I don't understand how you can go on the dark web. It's still operating. You know, they've already found backdoors for Bitcoin, like how they yanked all of Russia's Bitcoin. Like they can just pull the funding from these demon groups, you know, and I think more so over, it makes me kind of think like how you were saying, like Satan's implication in this, and like Satan's in their head convincing them to do these things. You know, Satan's a shapeshifter. They said like Satan's greatest disguise is a little girl.
Yeah, the devil moves in crowds.
Exactly. You know, and it's part of the greater spiritual war, which I think humanity is coming into terms with that, like it even exists right now, because before it's kind of just hubu-jubu stuff, and now there's kind of like another renaissance going for Christianity. And as far as what you said for Israel, you know, like they've turned into the monsters they railed against from World War II, you know, a la Hitler, and they're opening concentration camps, and what they did to Palestine is like, you know, absolutely horrible. I think they're cooking the numbers. You know, yeah. And it makes me just think like the world needs Jesus.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, like, and interestingly enough, Trump has to kind of play this fine dance between all of it, and he's getting all the blame, you know, which is kind of a tough situation for him to be in. But, you know, that's what he said he was going to do, his promises that he made. So he kind of has to lay in the bed that he made.
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to come off as if I'm apologizing for Trump here, because he absolutely should release everything about the Epstein files. He should stop acting like it's a nothing burger, and he should certainly avoid criticizing people who are critical of him not releasing it. I promise all those things. That being said, he never really promised that he was going to release the Epstein files. It's hard to find a clip of that. He said he probably would, or he would be inclined to, or he might. He warned of lacking of credible information in the Epstein files repeatedly when he was interviewed about it on Lex Fridman's show last September, before that with others when he was asked about it. So he's always been kind of wishy-washy on the Epstein thing. In fact, I was surprised to see that within his first week of office, he signed an executive order to release the Epstein files because he was so wishy-washy about it. So I know I fell for it too. I thought that he had promised that he would release the Epstein files. I don't think that he actually did, man.
I distinctly remember him talking about justice.
Yes.
You know? And if there's not justice for the children, this planet's doomed. And, you know,
was he referring to the children of the Epstein thing, or was he referring to the children that were trafficked, the 320,000?
You know, you can play semantics, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to stop. He's the executive. He has to stop.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be cute in defense for him, like I said. Yeah.
But like he has to roll it up, and like it's kind of like a situation that if it doesn't happen now, it's just going to keep boiling in the background.
Yeah. Speaking of, if it doesn't happen now, today they released 230,000 classified documents pertaining to Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. And apparently there's like no new really meaningful information in any of it. Tulsi Gabbard issued a statement today, and I believe it was him who famously said, I could be mistaken. I believe it was him who famously said, if not us, then who? If not now, then when? And that's what you're saying about Trump and this Epstein thing. I totally agree with you. Thank you for your call, Godzilla. Lynn in Indianapolis, what is on your mind?
Tomorrow's news today, a pre-show on X and a post-show.
Okay.
And you could appoint co-hosts and, you know, they could discuss it and, you know, they could have guests too coming up.
You want me to do like an X Spaces before and after the show? Let other people talk a lot? I like it. That's a good idea. I tell you what, when we get out of this stranglehold that we're in because of this lawfare and we hire some more crew, I'll see to it that we get something like that done, Lynn. I love you, buddy. Steve in Colorado. Steve, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm going to be very honest with you, Chase. I love the content, by the way. You're doing wonderful.
Thank you.
We need to not go after Obama. This is going to open it up for the Democrats. Next time they get into power to go after any Republican that may have been in power, this can open up everything. We need to leave Obama alone and just focus on the future of this country. We can't focus on Obama. Comey, sure. All those guys, fair game. But Obama, leave him be. Because it's going to open up the floodgates for Democrats doing the same thing to Trump and any other Republican that comes after Trump. And vice versa. Just move on and let's fix the country.
Yeah, and we have to really fix the systems, because the problem isn't that we have bad people running these institutions. The problem is that the institutions are inherently corrupt. So no matter who runs them, they suck. Doesn't matter who runs the CIA. The CIA is still going to do CIA shit. Doesn't matter who runs the FBI. The FBI is still going to do FBI shit, because those systems are, well, shit. Apologies to the crew for having to dump that 3 times in 7 seconds, because we're on radio and we're supposed to have a family audience, but it gets a little rowdy here on Tomorrow's News Tonight. It is 10:25 p.m. for Christ's sake. And I am going to take more of your calls on the other side of this break coming up. But I just want to show you this little teaser. This is clip 19. And I support the big, beautiful bill. I have problems with it, but there's nothing that makes me more reluctant to support the big, beautiful bill than seeing Mike Johnson just kiss its ass so much. Let's watch 19.
We called it the one big, beautiful bill for a reason. It's arguably the most consequential piece of legislation that Congress has passed in generations. Some would argue maybe in the top 2 or 3 in the history of the U.S. Congress. So it's big. There's a lot in it. And every American is going to benefit from that, because we wrote it, geared it for hardworking Americans. Middle and lower class families will see the greatest benefit out of the tax cuts. Every American will enjoy the benefit of historic savings. We saved nearly $1.6 trillion in taxpayer funding there. We cut out fraud, waste, and abuse. We're restoring to American energy dominance. We sealed the border once and for all, and on and on and on. So we'll begin to see the effects of that almost immediately.
We can't waste our time on Epstein and other stuff that are going on here that some people want us to focus on. I've about had it with all that stuff. We better focus on who we are, what we're doing, where we want to take the country, and what they want to do to the country.
And Mr. Trump's Speaker, just pumping out truth posts about how everybody's got to watch Life, Liberty, and Levin right now. And it's because Mike Johnson's on there talking about how great the big, beautiful bill is. And look, I support it, but Mike Johnson's a snake. You just wait and see how much of a snake he is. And don't even get me started on Mark Levin, who I'm ashamed to say I listened to on the radio those years and years ago, driving back and forth to school in Nashville, Tennessee. We're coming up on a break. I'm taking more of your calls on either side. I see Wars of the Info, Defiant, Undergotten, Rick, Johnny Freight Train, Cheesehead, Nick, Debbie, all on the board. It's so good to see these calls come in. Before we go to break, please go to the AlexJonesStore.com. Just take a look around. We have an amazing deal right now called the Buy One, Get One Bombshell Sale. And it is a bombshell. We're trying to drop bombs in this information war, and we're trying to make deals as enticing as possible, because we develop the highest quality products at the lowest cost possible. And we have insane sales on top of that, because we need your support just as much as you need our products and what InfoWars, these hosts, this crew, stand for in the information war. Right now, you can buy one, get one of ultramethylene blue, the tincture version. You can buy one, get one of the Shilajit capsules. And you can buy one, get one of the CMOS gummies. Look, the ultramethylene blue lights you up like a Christmas tree. You'll feel like you're plugged into the wall. It helps you be more efficient at absorbing oxygen, drops off extra electrons into your mitochondria to empower your body for natural energy with no crash whatsoever. You can take it, light up, and then go to sleep if you need to. It's amazing. The Shilajit gummies, loaded with all of the incredible and frankly mysterious benefits of Shilajit, the safest form of Shilajit that Mike Adams has ever tested. For vitality, testosterone levels, plus the ultimate CMOS gummies with Irish CMOS to help your thyroid detoxify your body from all the toxins in the air, water, and food that we consume. Get it for your mind, body, and your soul, because you're not just helping your mind and body by going to thealexjonesstore.com. You're keeping us on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week. He was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So ask him on air. Take it now. I'm not going to say what it does. And tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
Usually, I'm joking, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process, two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at four. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what methylene blue is. It is something RMK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right. I look forward to that.
Sometimes it hits in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait. I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes late now.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
the
my
the pixels of the world around you, of
yeah,
the stimulation,
like
enhanced a little bit?
Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, it was just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking methylene blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back. And, I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the ultimate methylene blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up. So I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it, like, instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical-grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited-time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow, it's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
By the way, that's Prince Andrew's daughter. Think there's an inbreeding problem in England? Oh my God. It's all the sins of my past manifest in one foul woman. Every ex I've ever had manifest in one foul woman. Jesus. All right. Let's go to Defiant North Carolina. Secret blacklist of truthers. Defiant North Carolina, you are live on Tomorrow's News Tonight. What do you have to say?
Well, I'll first say it's a blessing to be with you, Chase.
Thank you.
We've spoken a few times before on various platforms, but I really appreciate your life force and everything you're doing, along with all the crew there. I'm calling because I wanted to raise awareness about something that is very disturbing, and it's growing, you know, exponentially. About a decade ago, the amount of people on this blacklist that's on the terrorist screening database was only like 50,000 Americans. Well,
only?
Fast forward. Yeah. Now we are, here we are, and we're talking 400, 500,000 of us on this list.
You made the cut?
Well, the unfortunate reality is that I did make the cut, and I would wish this experience on no one, not even Bill Gates.
How do you know who's on the list?
Demonic, disgusting thing that you've ever imagined, because it's a combination of MK Ultra and COINTELPRO. So they're utilizing the most sophisticated technology and techniques to destroy the lives of whistleblowers, activists, truthers, Christians, etc. As you know, if you know anything about those programs, you know, MK Ultra, they say, was, you know, shut down after the church hearings, blah, blah, blah. It just changed names. It just changed forms. Same thing with COINTELPRO. And basically, they were just prepping for what has been rolled out and has been going on for decades now. They're using, you know, remote neural monitoring, pulsed energy projectiles, directed energy weapons, various electronic harassment. And it's utilized for like demonic purposes. I mean, they're utilizing this for human trafficking, sex trafficking, fraud, you know, like life insurance fraud and stuff. So it goes really deep. But I don't want to get too much off on my story, but I really want to raise awareness about this subject. And there's a rally that's happening. If I don't know if you know what's going on with Jacob Chansley. Jacob Chansley was recently added to this list.
Huh.
There's going to be.
Can you see the list anywhere, or do you just find out that you're on it based on the way you're treated?
Once you first get the experience of being what they call a non-investigative subject, aka targeted individual, you first freak out because you feel like you're losing your mind. You're like, I know I'm not just like thinking this. I know I'm not hearing these voices, blah, blah, blah. But then you come to the realization that there are hundreds of thousands of Americans going through the same thing. And it's not some mass hallucination. This is measurable, you know, verifiable things that are happening. And it goes back decades, many decades, but here we are. And what I want to stress is that they're just fine-tuning the technology and techniques so that they're going to be able to roll it out successfully to the people that survived the depopulation agenda. And once that happens, there will be no shielding. There will be no escape. There will be nothing that will you'll be able to evade it because they've already thought of everything. So there's going to be a mass protest in September 5th through 8th. 5th through 9th in D.C., and I encourage anybody who is a patriot, Christian, activist, truther, anyone who cares about the future of this country and the world to please show up, make your voices heard, speak with your senators and your congressmen about this, blacklist that's on the TSDB, Terror Screening Database, or Threat Screening Center. That's how they identify us through NSA. It's a CIA project as well, obviously. It has endless funding from Council on Foreign Relations. So, yeah, I really wanted to raise awareness about that. And if you wanted to get into my story, like, at a later date, I would be happy to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to learn more about that. It's just another tragedy of our national security apparatus, isn't it? That we are called the greatest threat to national security, but all those institutions responsible for national security are, in fact, the greatest threat to the security of the American people. Isn't that the irony of all this? The great injustice of all of this? That while they claim that radical Islamic terrorism is the greatest threat to national security, or that COVID-19 is the greatest threat to national security, or that artificial intelligence is the greatest threat to national security, or that it's the CCP, or the Russians, or disinformation, or freedom of speech, or white supremacy, or whatever. While they claim all of these things are the greatest threat to national security, they incessantly prove themselves to be themselves the greatest threat to national security. I can't think of any world dictator, evil person, supervillain, proclaimed by the mainstream media institutions that has done more harm to me than my own IRS. I mean, you have the Mark Levins talking about Qatar, Qatar, Qatar. Qatari this, Qatari that. Tucker Qatarlson. You know what Qatar's never done once? Asked me for money. You know what Vladimir Putin has never done once? Asked me for money. You know what the IRS has done countless times? Threatened me, sent me letters, claimed that I owed them $135,000. You know that the IRS taxed me twice for the money that I earned in the year 2020? They taxed me when the money came into my PayPal account from my clients. And then when I moved the money from my PayPal account to my bank account, they taxed me again. I'm still fighting it, paying a lawyer every month. You want to talk about the greatest threat to our national security? Complaining about the CCP and other nations spying on me. My own government spies on me. Edward Snowden blew the whistle on it. An act of American heroism. And he had to seek asylum in Moscow from our own government because our own government is the greatest threat to national security. Our government has proven time and time again that it will raid you, it will arrest you, it will charge you, it will imprison you without charging you, it will torture you, it will declare you a terrorist, it will send you to Guantanamo Bay, it will come after you from the IRS standpoint, put liens on your houses, allow you to be sued in civil court for $1.5 billion trying to shut down your business, your freedom of speech. It will conspire with major tech corporations not only to manipulate you through these algorithms and the total psychological operation against our children, but it'll sponsor the sterilization of our children. I mean, what institution throughout history has ever simultaneously succeeded in branding itself as the advocate or the noble, heroic representative of a group of people, and simultaneous to that advocacy, push for policy that would result in the sterilization of that same group? I mean, at least when Hitler sterilized people, he didn't claim like he was trying to help them out. But with the Democrats, they claim to be advocating for transgender people and transgender children. They say, oh, suicide rates will be so high if you don't transition your 11-year-old. As they push and make money off of sterilizing children so they themselves can never have their own children into the future, while they cover up the sexual abuse and trafficking of children by intelligence operatives funded by our own intelligence institutions. In international intelligence institutions, Mossad, MI6. And I got a caller calling in telling me how they're a targeted individual, and I don't even doubt it. Why is it that I'm getting swatted and raided, but not Barack Obama's D.C. mansion? Why is it that Barack Obama has a mansion? Why is it that Joe Biden had so many homes and a nice car? Why is it that Bernie Sanders has so many different properties? Oh, everybody in my area has a beach house. I got a small lake house. It was $1 million. It was a good investment, best investment I ever made. Let me tell you what democratic socialism is. How How are these people rich on $175,000 a year? No raise since 2008. Because they engage in insider trading. Dan Crenshaw has the audacity to go up there as a myopic cuck with his eye patch like something from Hook. And complain that Congress hasn't had a raise in forever. You know who hasn't had a raise in forever? America, the American people, because every time our income goes up, inflation goes up at a faster rate. To the point where soon we're going to be rolling into the grocery store with wheelbarrows full of cash, assuming we're not a cashless society yet, just to buy a loaf of bread. Bleached, denutritionalized bread. Pasteurized milk. Because the raw milk is illegal, and the bread that we serve here in the United States of America isn't even legal in much of Europe. So they want to feed you fake food as you buy it with fake money, as you live in a fake world of fake news and fake policies and fake leaders. While they claim the only things that are real or meaningful are fake themselves. There is no God yet. You all know Harari say and others say, until I become one. As they frantically seek to accomplish things, like, in fact, I'm going to show you clip 32 in a second, how to achieve immortality as quickly as possible. To the point where whether or not they're drinking the blood of children, as the conspirators would say about adrenochrome, they're at least infusing themselves with it. Here's clip 32.
Everybody's talking about Jeffrey Epstein right now. The list, who was on the jet, the island, his ties to intelligence, how he died, if he's even dead. But almost no one is talking about the billionaire who is basically, I think, Epstein 2.0. And the person I'm referring to is, of course, Peter Thiel.
You would prefer the human race to endure, right? You're hesitating.
Yeah, well,
Yes?
I don't know. There's so many questions implicit
Should
in this.
The human race survive?
Yes, the guy who is not so sure whether or not humans should exist. Now, some background on Thiel. He was the co-founder of PayPal alongside Elon Musk. He was also the first major investor in Facebook. Coincidentally, I don't know if you know this, founded on the same day DARPA ended their LifeLog program, which was a program.
And look. We've seen the commercials, we've seen the ads, we've seen the headlines. People are now advocating for blood transfusions with the blood of their own children because the blood of young people and babies can make you youthful and rejuvenated. They're putting like foreskin chemicals in face cream for celebrity women. Have you seen those clips? So I'm going to rub baby dick all over my face as I consume the blood of 12-year-olds. Who've been sterilized. I don't even know what to say. Let's go to Undergotten in Massachusetts. Undergotten, what's on your mind?
Oh, man. Right when I put a breath mint in my mouth.
That's okay. At least your breath mint's good.
Yeah.
Doesn't smell like baby blood anymore.
I was pretty tongue-tied. I called in last week, Chase, and... I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. It's nerve-wracking to call in. I get it. I get nervous before every show.
I've been listening to Alex for a long time, about 20 years, and you're the first one I've called. I've been doing these radar and satellite maps. I've tagged you a few times. You've clicked like on a few of my videos, but I don't think you've actually watched them.
Yeah, I bookmark stuff, and then sometimes I don't get back to it.
Yeah, I know. It's understandable. If you're looking at it on a cell phone, you can't see it. These are 1080p videos. You have to look at it on the big screen. You got to look at it on the computer. This is like college level work I've done. I've been watching these radar maps for like 6 months. I've got three different sources of radar. I've overlaid it on the GOES-19 satellite, and I've got video from the GOES-19 color satellite just came online this year. I've got every 5 minutes of that since it came online, and go through the time lapse. I found this radar grid I was talking about last time. You asked if it was coincidence. I kind of gave you a little rant post recently. If you'd listened to the rant,
okay. What's on the radar?
Sort of like,
I want to know what the implications are.
There isn't a drop of rain that falls that our government hasn't controlled. since the Doppler radars came online in the 90s.
Weather modification.
It looks like it's weather modification. Like, it looks like Minecraft. I've got just literally just the most basic geometric shapes, just pentagons and squares. It's mostly like 36 degrees and 108 degree shapes of the clouds just every 5 minutes. The most recent post I have, if you would load up.
So do you think that it wouldn't rain at all if the government didn't make it so?
Well, so that's... So I'm not showing rain here. Like, you know, when you see radar, you do see precipitation, but what I'm showing is just this basic geometric shapes that line up. When you're looking at the radar data, there's these like laser beam looking things that shoot off of it that they claim is like, have you ever seen a movie where it's like, you know, you're in the submarine on like Das Boot and they're beep. Beep,
yeah.
Beep. They see the sub on the radar, you know, like it's a circular thing. They're claiming that's what we're looking at when we see these like laser beam things on their radar, but it doesn't look like that. It's a straight beam in one direction for an extended period of time. It's not moving in a circle, or it doesn't look like actual radar. And I've been like a ham radio guy since the 90s. Like, it's just a hobby of mine, so... I immediately recognized that was a lie.
I tell you what, maybe we just need to drain the federal government. And I think as a ham radio operator, there's a way for us to do it. The IRS is saying that I owe them somewhere around $135,000. I think it cost $200,000 for the government to shoot down the Chinese weather balloon, the alleged Chinese spy balloon or whatever. What we need to do is we need to buy a bunch of ham radios. We need to attach them to giant balloons and send them up to force the government to spend as much money as they demand from us in taxes every single year. How do you feel about that?
I've been trying not to follow the stories about like weather balloons and like Mr. Mullet there that was on InfoWars.
Oh yeah, he's a cool guy though. I'm not for cloud seeding, but he's a good dude. If he did it, if he's wrong, he's wrong on accident. I promise.
Well, no, but I'm saying like he's. They're trying to get us to talk about that, which is minutia.
Yes.
You know, this is this is my Woodward and Bernstein right here. This is repeatable data for the last, like I'm showing it. If you pull up my most recent video, it was like 2 minutes long. It's my second most recent video on my account. I just go through it for, it's like 3 months worth of data. And I just stop it every 5 minutes and trace out these exact same shapes that align with my grid.
I'll go back to my bookmarks. I'll find it. I'll look into it. And I'll try to talk more about it. And I'll hopefully have you back on next time we take callers. Rick in Mississippi, welcome to Costco. I love you.
So you had a caller a few, I don't know, 10 minutes back, 20 minutes back. He was like, stay away from Obama.
Yeah.
No.
I heard he smells like sulfur.
I don't care what he smells like. If he's guilty, burn it down. I don't care what happened. We've already got China doing their thing where they're going to attack us, all these robots, whatever. We've already got all these drugs coming in. We've probably had more people die with drug overdoses sent in from foreign countries than the Holocaust had total. I don't care. Burn it down if you have to. But arrest them all. And I don't care if they're like, okay, next time that we have somebody else on there, we're going to, you know, they're going to target us. If you do a good job and you get them all, then there won't be anybody to come after you.
Well, yeah. Yeah. If we put them all up against the wall and there won't be any bad people left. But
there's always going to be bad people. There's always going to be bad people. But if you set an example.
Yeah.
You know, just get, you know, just look. I don't care if you're on the right side, the left side. I don't care if you're centered. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're straight. I don't care. I do not care. What I want is a good America for my children. What I want is what I had growing up. And you're not going to get that by playing tiddlywinks with these people and saying, oh, okay, look, I'm not going to touch you. You're not going to. No. Anytime they get power, they're going to use the power. Every time. They've never not done that. If they get in power, they're using it.
Look, Barack Obama needs to be arrested. Absolutely. Charged, and maybe he'll be found innocent.
but the court should find out. We need some sort of indictment, right? The fact that these people aren't even prosecuted is totally insane. I mean, we get prosecuted for everything here in the United States. Sued in civil court for everything here in the United States. I hardly know anyone anymore that hasn't been involved in a serious lawsuit. But look, I think Alex Jones said it best about this ilk. Let's watch.
If something horrible comes out and Trump comes out and agrees he did it, I will then weigh it. But there's, I'm never a lesser of two evils person, but with Hillary, there's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet. I'm sure of that. And people around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. Folks, let me just tell you something. If the media wants to go with this, that's fine. There are dozens of videos and photos of Obama having flies land on him indoors at all times of year, and he'll be next to 100 people and no one has flies on him. Hillary reportedly, I mean, I was told people around her that they think she's demon-possessed, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and say it, okay? They said they're scared. That's why when I see her when kids are by her, I actually get scared myself for the child. I mean, you that big rubber face and that... I mean, this woman is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. That's, I'm telling you. She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war. The Russians are scared of her. By the way, when people are scared of you and they got nuclear weapons, you have a big war. When you're scared, you fight. When you're a man. You don't crawl in the hole and stick your butt out the other end so the wolf can eat it. You fight. And I'm going to tell the Democrats something. And all the trendies, all the rest of you, you've lived on the guts of your ancestors. You've lived off what was built before. You don't appreciate anything. You're pseudo-intellectuals that think you know everything. I've been around you. You are despicably sad and pathetic people. I'm going to consider and kiss your ass. If you want to redeem yourself, then admit Donald Trump's right. Admit he's a lion with a bunch of jackals attacking him and hyenas. Stand up for what's right. Admit the entire power structure you claim you're not part of is against him. And then ask yourself why you want to be part of this delusion club, the delusionites, the delusionals, where you think you're a winner and you think everything's okay because you said so. You're living in your own world. I know I'm right. And this is a fight against the hoax machine. It's a fight against the mainstream media. It's a fight against globalism. It's a fight against all the corruption we've seen. The Republican Party establishment, the Bushes, the mass graves, the dead children, the sanctions, the wars. I mean, Trump last night was so genuine. You can tell you got down to real Trump last night when she's like, you're with the Russians. He goes, I don't even know the Russians. I have nothing to do with the Russians. But why would we want to have a war with them? They're not doing anything to us. We need to link up and defeat radical Islam with them. And she's the one launching the modern jihad. She knows full well. Here he is trying to stop World War III. Hillary and her people are trying to start a war with Russia. They admit they are. They're trying to overthrow it internally. The Soros' group. It's on record. And here's this guy going, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't want to have war with Russia. Doesn't mean I work for him. What's your problem? You're a despicable person. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weirdo woman, Uma Abedin, whose mother wears a hood over her head and writes top articles in the world promoting cutting women's genitals off. What the hell? That woman, number one, is ugly and evil. But imagine if you're like, oh, what does your mom do? Oh, she's a top genital mutilation pusher. I'd be like, whoa, get the hell away from me. Yeah, but Hillary's into, like, creepy, weird, sick stuff, man. Just disgusting with flies all over, big, fat, stinking dick. Imagine how bad she smells, man.
There's never going to be another man like him, folks. Keep him on the air at thealexjonesstore.com and stay tuned.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from the Alex Jones Store. com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water.
right now, and I am going to see. Yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm gonna mix this up. And excited to see how this is gonna work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue USB grade, the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.